for jets to take off if the Marines needed an airstrike. So I mean, it was just a busy time, and in the time that we were there, 7-8 months or whatever, it was just a lot of work.
Well,
that's all I can tell you.
What if film?
It's not quite the same.
Yeah, what if film to see the premiere or debut of, and to be able to give feedback on. And I do know, in talking with a lot of Vietnam vets over the years, I think this is true of many situations. Like, everybody has their own Vietnam, you know, depending on their relationship with the experience and what they did. And that's a then girlfriend. Did she end up becoming your wife, right?
Yeah.
I thought I heard that.
Jim, yeah, that was Cecilia.
Thank you for sharing that with us. That's a great story.
Yeah, it was, you know what, 25 years later, I was able to find a...
Jim, you found what?
I'm sorry. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. You were able to... What did you find?
25 years later, I was looking on a shelf in wherever I was, I don't know, bookstore or whatever, and I saw the 25th anniversary edition of MASH.
Oh, look at that.
And in the extras on the end of that, this was kind of neat, is the story of how the sneak preview in San Francisco came about.
Wow.
So, that's kind of neat. So I have the movie on DVD, and then I say that story about them, you know, coming there. But until that point, like, the actors had never seen the movie, so I was watching it with them the first time that they ever saw it.
What a great artifact. That's to be able to have that. And a great story to boot. Jim, thank you so much.
Okay.
Take care. Broadcasting. Oh, Trish had the correct answer, too. She knew we were looking for the TV show MASH and A Charge to You. Trish? She is in Cook Forest. And... a correct answer also from Linda and Collier, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find our own player, as well as links to those of TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, plus our listen by phone number at 631-359-8728.
Oh, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 wheels on a big rig.
Okay, everybody now.
Oh, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 wheels on a big rig. And they're rolling, 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 rolling.
Mighty fine, good buddy. What's back the big rig on up now?
17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, wheels on the big rig.
Okay, now let's count just the even number wheels.
Oh, there's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18 wheels on the big rig. And they're rolling, 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 rolling.
Okay, let's go to the other side of the truck now and count just the odd number wheels.
Oh, there's 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, 13, 15,
17 wheels on the big rig.
Sounds like you might have a flat. I don't know.
Okay, since you're so smart, why don't you try doing it in Roman numerals?
Okay, I will. Oh, there's I
wheels on the big rig, and they're rolling.
Top that, will ya?
I will now attempt to divide the wheels of a big rig by pi.
Oh, there's 3.14314257911 million wheels on the big rig, and they're rolling.
Trout fishing in America at the Saturday Light Brigade. Get ready, the Sound Hound is about to make his presence known. The Sound Hound is going to deliver his sound, giving you a chance to guess at what it might be.
Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the March issue of the Northside Chronicle, including information on the annual summer camp guide, are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com. Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org. for details.
If you know of a student in middle school or high school, grades 6 through 12, that likes to write, to compose, to sing, to make media, or simply to interact, I hope you will consider letting them know about the programs that we have. ymc.slbradio.org is a special website that goes into great detail on our programs. There's no long-term commitment required. We understand older students pretty well, I think. You can come and go on the days you choose to be here. There's a brand new program starting this coming Thursday night called Soapbox, and it's our take on an open stage type of presentation, but people will have a chance to collaborate as well as share opinions, music, improv, and more. You can learn more about it at ymc.slbradio, just a minute, boy, .org. Now it's your turn. And each week at this time, the Sound Hound works to bring us a sound that he would like to share. And this week is no exception. Soundhound, are you pretty much ready to do? Oh, yes, yes, I know. There's a very nice song coming up next. He wanted to be sure we mentioned that. There's a classic song. Are you ready? Okay, let me get the sound from you. Give me a minute. Got it. And here is the sound. One more time. Four, one, two, 205975 or 1-888-752-7234. If you would like to take a guess at the sound that the sound hound found. Good luck. Here's a song that you probably haven't heard in years. It's done by a guy named Clay Dubose.
Scotch and soda, mud in your eye. Baby, do I feel high? Oh, me, oh, my. Do I feel high? Dry martini, jigger of gin. Oh, what a spell you've got me in. Oh, my. People won't believe me. They'll say that I'm just bragging, that I could feel the way I do and still be on the wagon. All I need is one of your smiles, sunshine of your eyes. Give me loving, baby, I feel high. People won't believe me. They'll say that I'm just bragging, that I could feel the way I do and still be on the wagon. All I need is one of your smiles, sunshine of your eyes. Oh, feel high. Saturday summers, when I was a kid, we'd run to the schoolyard, and here's what we did. We'd pick out the captains, and we'd choose up the team. It was all there's strikes on the batter, some runners are on. I don't know the inning, I've forgotten the score. The whole team is yelling and I don't know what for. And then suddenly everyone's looking at me. My mind has been wandering, what could it be?
Peter, Paul, and Mary. Russ thought that would be fun now that spring training is taking place. Pirates, I believe they won yesterday. Before Peter, Paul, and Mary, you heard Scotch and Soda, an old Kingston Trio song done by Glay Dubose. That just came into our library this week. I saw the title and I said, could it be? And, it sure was. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm going to share the sound with you one more time and let you know some of the incorrect guesses. And then Lisa is going to join us. So here is the sound. I think that part at the very end might help you if you heard that. Here, quickly, Dustball Jack thought it might have been a Rolodex or a lawnmower or a spreader, the kind of tool that you would use to spread fertilizer or weed eater on your lawn. Oh, Kathy thinks it could be a big wheel, a kid's big wheel. Katrina wrote from New Bethlehem. Katrina, you've got the right answer. It's not breaking a board or something rolling over sticks or rocks or leaves. But the one I did not mention is the correct answer. Otis, by way of Drew, says it might be somebody shaking a recycling can. Larkin thinks it's a garbage truck. Dad thinks it's the sound of running the boat engine in the driveway to make sure it works before heading to the river. Caden, I'm glad you enjoyed the big wheel song this morning. Caden thought it might have been the sound of a dump truck. Not that. Kevin was among several brigadiers who thought it might be a bingo ball cage that you twirl around to distribute the bingo balls. Beth and Bob are in Emlinton, and Sam, bingo ball roller. Jaylene thought it might be a coin sorter. She is in Alabama with Mike. Patrick thought it could be a horse and buggy over a rough road. Rich in Edinburgh came up with the correct answer. And Richard on the north side, you're going to smile when you hear the correct answer. He thought it might be a wood turner. And let's go to Lisa, who is in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Hello, Lisa. How are you?
Hi, I'm good today.
Thank you for holding on. And I'm so glad to hear from you. I know you've kept in touch over the years. And thank you for calling.
Sure. I was able to tune in today, and right away, I recognized that sound. So I'm like, sort of like when you smell something, and all of a sudden you just bring back a memory.
Yeah, it's something. The very end of that sound is what did it for me. That little, you know, the sound of sort of blowing on the final product, which you typically would do. What What did you come up with for those who don't know it? They're excited to hear the correct answer.
Okay. It's a hand-cranked pencil sharpener.
Indeed, a hand-cranked...
Like you have on the wall in your schoolroom.
Yeah, many schools had... Here it is. And when you're done, you blow that off, and there you go. That was wonderfully done. Any plans for the weekend at all?
I've got a wedding today and a church and baptism tomorrow, and then a play. Going to see, what am I going to go see? Kimberly Akimbo.
Boy, you've got one busy weekend. It
big
sounds
day, big weekend.
Are you performing these ceremonies?
Actually, I am.
I figured yeah. You must be. I'll bet the weekend's...
I am retired, but I'm enjoying this weekend, although I am retired. But have a chance to do some fun family events, special sacraments.
Well, it's wonderful that you can be a part of those when you choose to be and when it makes sense. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure you're enjoying retirement, too.
Well, yes, pretty much.
Thank you for checking in. Again, it's so good to hear your voice. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, and thank you for carrying on at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Thank you. And we had a correct answer from Katrina's family and also from Rich in Edinburgh. And now you know why the wood churner, to me, was practically a correct answer, Richard in Robinson Township. Russ said it's a pencil sharpener, more specifically, the kind that was attached to the second grade teacher's desk. Trish was thinking it might be an ice machine dropping cubes. Jeff in Maine got sharpening a pencil. Tommy said the puff at the end tells me it is a hand-cranked pencil sharpener. Annie in Eastern Pennsylvania also figured it out. Oop, we lost Jess. Jess was going to join us. Sorry, Jess. Jess in the South Hills did have the correct answer. And a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you as well, Jess. Thank you. And I believe, Ricky, we have one of these pencil sharpeners in the little workshop in our basement. And only because it came with the house. It was one of... It includes select furnishings, and that was one of the select furnishings. It's still attached there in the basement, right up there with the bottle top opener attached to one of the kitchen cabinets that we still display and use occasionally. Congratulations, if you knew we were looking for the pencil sharpener. After hearing the sound, it's sometimes good to hear it again. I should say after knowing the sound, because then you can tell it is what it is. And we'll thank the Sound Hound for his hard work. And remind you that you'll have another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in about 10 minutes with our Afterthoughts puzzle. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, and by request, Louis Jordan.
Beans and cornbread, beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread had a fight. Beans knocked cornbread out of sight. Beans. Cornbread said, now that's all right. Beans. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night. Beans. You better wake up or I'll gas you, Gabe. Beans. Been in this pot since 2:30. Beans. Swelling and puffing and almost due. Said cornbread, let me go. Beans. Cornbread said, I'll lay you low. Beans. I'm gonna fight you, you so and so. Meet me on the corner. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night. That's what beans said, cornbread. You're so bad. You always want to fight. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night. And I'm gonna beat the devil out you. On the corner tomorrow night. Beans hit cornbread on the head. Cornbread said, I'm almost dead. Beans told cornbread, get up, man. Beans. You know that we go hand in hand. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread, hand in hand. Beans. That's what beans said to cornbread. We should stick together, beans, hand in hand. We should hang out together like wieners and sauerkraut. We should stick together like hot dogs and mustard. We should get up every morning and hang out together like sisters and brothers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every Saturday night, we should hang out like chitlins and potato sack.
Yeah.
Are coming in.
Nat, you look like a man with a story.
I sure have. I told my wife we ought to save money.
Uh-huh.
That's the way it's gotta be.
Oh, gotta be. Gotta be that way.
She canceled all her charge accounts, gave all the gold to me.
Oh, well, I can't see what you did wrong. Why was your woman so upset?
Well, I put the money on a horse and he hasn't showed up yet.
Open up the dog house. Open up the dog house. Rover, Rover, move it over. Two cats are coming in.
Well, Dean, what's your problem?
There it is. I gave my wife a beautiful fur coat.
You did?
I told her it was genuine Maine.
Rich man.
I took her out to show it off. Then we stopped in for a drink.
Oh, cocktails. Well, I know your wife was really thrilled. How come you two had a spat?
Oh, it's easy. You see, it started to rain. The coat got wet. And Mink just don't smell like that.
Timber! Open up the dog house. Open up the dog house. Rover, Rover, move it over. Two cats are coming in.
Let's hear it,
now. You know what, though?
What?
There's just one way to handle a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Dean, we just got to treat him rough.
We gotta slap him.
That's right.
We gotta show him who wears the pants. Cut out that sissy stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now it ain't no use to take abuse whenever they are cranky or cross.
Let's put the women in their place and we'll show them who's the boss. Open up the doghouse to
address all letters to Dean Martin and Nat King Cole. And an earlier era, a great collaboration between those two nonetheless. And Louis Jordan and Beans and Cornbread before that. I guess from Bill in Luciusboro that I almost forgot to mention, he also thought about the bingo ball rolling cage. And Jim had a guess of a lawnmower, trash compactor, and disposal. But that sound we were looking for is, and was, and will be always, a pencil sharpener, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.
One, two, three, pop. It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds in the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory, keeps you ever gentle on my mind. Because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Junkyards and highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone. I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and the summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. You're waiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memory, smiling never gentle on my mind.
That's Tony Trischka and Billy Strings from the forthcoming album Earl Jam 2. We played that last week for the very first time. You might have been among the dozens of so folks who wrote to tell us how much they enjoyed that tune. Mike and Mars is happy to hear there's another item in the catalog of Gentle on My Mind. That song has been recorded by so many people. A big hit for Glen Campbell, a song written by the great, and he deserves that moniker, John Hartford.
Communitopia joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Communitopia's 6th annual Youth Climate Action Summit takes place on March 21st at Museum Lab, located on Pittsburgh's historic North Side. This youth-led summit features speakers, breakout sessions, games, and creates a space for environmentally conscious community building. More information on the 6th annual Youth Climate Action Summit is available at communitopiapgh.org. That's communitopiapgh.org.
Be the first to learn about upcoming on-air guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
That's a version of Gentle on My Mind. I wanted to let you know the other musicians, Billy Strings, featured on vocal and guitar, Tony Trischka on banjo, Michael Cleveland on fiddle, Sam Bush on mandolin, and that great thumping bass, Mark Schatz. Earl Jam 2 will be out in full March 13th, 2026. It's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time for our Afterthoughts puzzle. And I hope you will consider calling and joining us on the radio if you think you know the correct answer. We'll get you on quickly and without delay. We'd love to hear from you if you've called us before, or even if you have never been in touch. We're here for everybody, kids, adults, everybody in between. What one word naturally follows flag, mile, and key? Flag, mile, and key. What one word follows those three?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Here's hoping we'll hear from you. 412-200-5975. You may not have heard that Neil Sedaka passed away last night. And although not unexpected, because he was 86 years of age, it was surprising his health had been, you know, relatively good. And he, I believe, has been around on TV and making appearances. He was retired, but had been out and about every so often. But he passed away at the age of 86. Now, we don't have much Neil Sedaka in our library, but here's something I never knew about him, is he was part of the musical group The Tokens. They were a doo-wop band, and they were formed from, there was a band formed at Abraham Lincoln High School in Brooklyn, and they named themselves the Linktones, the Link from Abraham Lincoln, the Link Tones. And the members were Neil Sedaka, Hank Medris, Eddie Rabkin, and Cynthia Zlotin. But a few of the original members had to drop out for various reasons. But they did eventually form as the Tokens. They added a couple additional members, including the brothers Mitch and Phil Margot. And along with Neil Sedaka had this hit. And I misspoke. Let me correct myself right away. Neil Sedaka had left the Tokens when that was recorded. That came out after he had already extended his career to different avenues and his great work in the Brill Building. But he was part of the Tokens during their early success. We never knew just how wrong we could be until the internet. It makes you wonder, well, there's pros and cons, right? We're looking for the word that naturally follows flag, mile, and key. Rolling would be another good clue. And Carla and Tommy, in reverse order, Tommy and Carla are going to join us in just a moment. I'd like to acknowledge some other brigadiers that got the correct answer. Often they bring hints of their own that you might like to have if you need them. Patrick in South Park has the correct answer. And And Tom, I don't think, I can't tell if those are clues or guesses, but I don't think those fit. I'll study those a little bit. Rich in Freeport, good morning, has the correct answer. Galen Stanton Heights got it. And here, Stu and Sarah and McCandless. How interesting. Okay, I got it. They have, Stu is thinking the answer might be post, P-O-S-T, like a mile post or a flag post. I'm not sure about key post. But we have a different answer in mind. It would follow rolling, for example. And that's what Tom was thinking. Flagpole or milepole or post, flagpost or milepost. But a different word is what we have in mind. Flint is another clue. Susie in Alexandria got it. Mike in Mars has it. Larry in Elwood City has the correct answer. Kathy and Tyonesta has it. Pudge, or is it Super Pudge, has the correct answer. Mike in Huntsville, Alabama has got it. Trish in Cooksburg has the correct answer. Oh, another clue. This one from Gail is tomb. T-O-M-B. Patrick has the correct answer. And Pudge got it. Key. K-E-Y. The clue. Jim in Crafton Heights has it. And that gets us up to date with Brigadier's texting and emailing us. Let's say hello to Tommy, who has it. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am well, thank you. We could also add Moabite.
Say that again.
Moabite. M-O-A-B-I-T-E. The Moabite stone.
Oh, that's
the key to hieroglyphics. Yes.
That's not what I knew.
And the actor Melbourne, who played Doc on Gunsmoke.
Or Sharon is another actor we could add.
Right. And a wet stone and a gem stone.
How about kidney?
And of course.
Why not?
I had one once about 50 years ago.
Yeah.
I've never had such pain in my life.
Yeah, I thought of kidney, and then what you keep your nose to the grind.
Grind, right.
Somewhere I've got a picture of Ricky with a nose, with her nose against an actual grindstone that we saw in on Long Island years ago. And my friend Joe Marriott's wedding. My college friend, he was getting married. Do you remember that? We got a picture of you with your nose against the grindstone, and possibly me too. There are a lot. Fieldstone is another one that you could put in there. Well, you mentioned it's.
And I am ready for the 65 degrees this afternoon.
Yeah, I was going to say, you mentioned earlier in a text that it's quite warm in central Virginia. So,
yeah. Well, yes. I slipped on the ice about 3 or 4 weeks ago and really, really hurt myself.
Oh, no.
Badly. Oh, yeah. And I'm still using a cane. At 83, your body doesn't heal like it did at 33.
No. Oh, yeah. I, But did you break anything?
I went to the doctor and she took pictures and she said nothing broke. So.
Oh, good. Good.
But it's sure smart.
That's a scary thing when that happens. You're not alone. There are much younger people that have that happen. And the ice is so, if you're not prepared, you can't, there's not a whole lot you can do. You wish it happened in slow motion, like it always did to the coyote in the cartoons. So you could quickly, you know, you didn't fall until you realized you were falling. But
well, you know what? It in your mind, it is slow motion. It's strange. I remember several years ago, I stepped on pretty much the same place on my driveway, and I was going backwards, and I'm thinking, "Oh, I'm going to hit my head." But then that bonk. So it was almost like slow mo.
Yeah, now that I think about it, car accidents can be like that, too. Well, Tommy, well done, and a charge to you. Good to hear from you, as always.
By the way, you said that Scotch and Soda was Kingston Trio. Of course, that was Dave Gard.
Yes.
Heard that while he was dating his girlfriend, and they went into a nightclub, and the man was playing that. And he remembered the words and the music, but he never found out who wrote it. He just never could find out. So I guess it's attributed to Dave Gard because he's the one who recorded it first, but they don't know who wrote the thing.
Yeah, I knew Dave Gard. Pretty much it was solo when he put it on that Kingston Trio album. But I didn't know the writer was unknown. Well, thank you, Tommy. Good to talk to you.
Pleasure.
And congratulations to Bonnie on Observatory Hill, who has the correct answer. And so does Carla. Hello, Carla.
Hi there. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm just sharing my voice with with Bertha the Bullfrog, and I got to get it going because I'm preaching a sermon tomorrow.
Oh, no. Well, you better. My mom would always say, say it's her gravel Gertie voice, which
yeah, gravel Gertie
made me.
And I've got two more clues for you: Cobble and Rosetta.
Oh, very nice. This work very well, cobblestone and Rosetta. Yes, those are excellent.
Yes. It takes a language person to think of Rosetta Stone. I think.
Yes, there's a lot of stones. I liked rolling. And
oh, I do too.
There are probably more. We could probably spend more time and come up with a few more here. Oh, Blarney would be a good one.
Oh, yes, coming up with St. Patty's Day.
Yes, Blarney stone. Well, you're all set for your sermon. I assume you've done these
before. Oh, I'm getting there. Yeah, I just have to get my voice in tune. I've been gargling, and it was non-existent early in the week. I was really nervous. But you can't teach and, you know, heal your voice. It's not, that doesn't work.
It's hot lemon.
You give the students a lot to write, you know.
Hot lemon has always been my cure, if you can make it happen. I'll never forget the first time I had laryngitis, and it's really tough. I've only had it once or twice, but when you can't make a beat, people say hello to you and they think you're ignoring them. You can't say hello back.
Yeah, and I remember one time when I was working radio, I got it, and I got it bad, and I couldn't work a few days, you know.
That would be bad. Jim in Crafton Heights coincidentally just gave Rosetta as a clue at the same time you mentioned it. And Jim in Blackridge got the correct answer before we revealed it. Oh, how about Sly Stone, as in Sylvester?
Yeah, Sly Stone, Sly in the family. And if you pluralized it, sticks and stones.
There you go.
Pluralize it to do that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I want to get my voice right for, you know, Sunday, and then my birthday is coming up, and I want to celebrate. I'm like a little kid when it comes to birthdays. And my birthday's March 3rd, and I think a birthday's your own personal holiday, you know?
Well, my goodness.
I don't believe in this business of saying, I'm too old, I don't want to celebrate birthdays, they're for kids. That's nonsense.
No, enjoy it. Well, I can see your birthday. We're about to wish people a happy birthday, and I see somebody there, somebody's name there on March 3rd. Namely yours.
So. Oh, yeah. And you know, it's funny that you called up Tommy. My brother, his name was Tom, and we called him Tommy, and we share the same birthday. So when you said Tommy and Carl,
I took a double take. Isn't that something? It's more coincidences. Well, a charge to you. I hope your throat heals, feels better, and better throughout the day. Usually
yeah, I'm not going to talk to anybody. I'm just going to be doing paperwork and working on getting the final touches on the service for tomorrow. So I'm going to try to rest my voice and gargle a lot.
That sounds perfect. Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you. And you have keep up the good work there.
Thanks, Carla. And we do have quite a few birthdays. Congratulations if you came up with Stone. Happy birthday today, February 28th, to Holly of Lakewood, Washington, from Austin and Mason in Bethel Park, Matthew, Pam, Sam of Forest Hills, from Mom and Dad, Dick of Butler, from Judy and daughter Megan, Sophia Rose of Mount Lebanon, from Grandma Naomi, in Point Breeze, Craig from Joan, and Ryan, Justin, and Jamie. On March 1st, we have Robert from Grandma, Tyreek, Hayden, and family. Susan, happy birthday to you from your friends at SLB. Gregor of Allison Park from your family. Jack of Emsworth from Mom, Dad, Ben, and Sally. Allison of Shaler from Mom and Dad and Brother Henry. Happy birthday as well to Joel of Cannonsburg from Mom, Dad, and Kira. These are March 2nd birthdays. Diana of Avella from daughter Sarah. Lena of East Liverpool, Ohio. This is a milestone for you, Lana. Happy birthday. We love you. Lana will be 90 on March 2nd. Carolyn of Avalon from your mom and dad. Actually, it's Carolina from your mom and dad. Lauren from Mark and Jen in Portersville on March 2nd. Also on March 2nd, Judy of Highland Park from husband Ken, Tessa of Gibsonia from your family, and Jacqueline of Beaver from your husband Corey and your kids Joey and Vinny. Turning to March 3rd, Carla, who you just heard of McMurray, has a birthday. Lara of the city of Pittsburgh also celebrates. Mom, Dad, and Conrad wish Lara a happy birthday. Nick and Gibsonia from Brother Brian and Mars, and Dean and Dormont from Mom and Dad. On March 4th, we have Wyatt of Mount Lebanon from Mom, Dad, and Lila. Tommy of Swiss Elm Park from Mom, Helen, Dad, Keith, and your siblings, Wilson, Teddy, and Lily. Jim of Elizabethtown from daughter Amy, and Cooper of Elizabeth from your family. Now to March 5th, we have Bob from the Bingham family, Russ of Souderton from wife Sandy and son Max, Lee of Coriopolis, and Elijah of Mount Washington. On March 6th, John and Carrick, Judy and Manassas, Virginia, Mark of the North Side from your family, Jake from Mom and Dad and all of the Wellsby gang, Sean of McMurray from Mom, Dad, Kaylin, and Eiley.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's postal address.